USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More than 9,000 recovering COVID-19 patients in New York were released from hospitals into nursing homes during the early days of the pandemic. The infected patients were released to nursing homes under a directive from Governor Andrew Cuomo's office. The new number, as reported by the Associated Press, is 40% higher than what had previously been released by New York officials. President Biden on Thursday slammed President Trump for not doing his job. His complaint is the former president didn't order enough vaccines, he didn't mobilize enough people to administer the shots, and he didn't set up federal vaccine centers where eligible people could go to get their shots. Biden went on to say the U.S. is on track to have enough supply of the vaccine to inoculate 300 million Americans by the end of July. A grand jury declined to indict Buffalo, New York police officers Robert McCabe and Aaron Torgalski on felony assault charges for pushing a 75-year-old Martin Gugino during a Black Lives Matter protest in June of 2020. USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest-growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The BBC has been kicked out of communist China. It appears Beijing is upset with the media outlet's coverage of the pandemic and human rights abuses. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
Beijing has been upset with the BBC for its coverage of the pandemic and about China's human rights abuses. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price condemned the actions of Beijing.
We absolutely condemn the PRC's decision to ban BBC World News. The PRC maintains one of the most controlled, most oppressive, least free information spaces in the world. It's troubling that as the PRC restricts outlets and platforms from operating freely in China, Beijing's leaders use free and open media environments overseas to promote misinformation.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The British Broadcasting Corporation is a public service broadcaster headquartered in Westminster, London. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Numerous members of the Proud Boys organization are facing charges. USA Radio News' Wendy King has more.
The Justice Department unsealed conspiracy charges against five people associated with the Proud Boys and asked that a member of the Oath Keepers be held in bond in filings related to the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Authorities arrested William Crestman, Louis Colin, and Christopher Cooney in Kansas City while taking brother and sister Corey and Felicia Conald into custody in Arizona. The five were charged with conspiracy, civil disorder, obstruction of an official proceeding, knowingly entering or remaining in a restricted building, and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. The Justice Department has also issued a memo requesting that Jessica Watkins, a member of the Oath Keepers militia, be held without bond. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Earlier this month, Canada declared the Proud Boys a terrorist entity. Jazz fusion pioneer Chick Corea has died at the age of 79. The keyboardist and bandleader, best known for his work as a solo artist and with Return to Forever and for company Miles Davis, died on Tuesday after battling a rare form of cancer, which was only discovered very recently. That's according to his official Facebook page. TGIF, for USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.